Hello, and welcome to the Netone Darknet Summary. Here's the most important news from January. Last month, we reported that law enforcement agencies seized some of Joker Stash's DNS domains. Joker Stash is an AVC, or automated vending cart, with a reputation as the largest dark web marketplace for carters in the world. It displayed a notification that the U.S. Department of Justice and Interpol seized the site before replacing the notification with a 404 error message. While all versions of the site were soon back up and running, there was speculation about the real story behind the seizure notification and the site's long-term future. Gemini Advisory and Digital Shadows report that Joker Stash announced that it will shut down on February 15th. While this marketplace was the largest in the carding space, it also showed a decrease in the volume of compromised records posted over the past 6 months. The marketplace's creator stated that they wished to embark upon a well-deserved retirement. The 30 days between the announcement and closure dates are intended to provide users with a chance to spend their remaining account balances, after which all the servers and backups will be wiped and Joker Stash will, quote, fade to dark forever, unquote. The shutdown announcement stressed that we will never, ever open again and warned, do not trust possible future imposters. Many security experts agree that the Joker Stash users are very likely to fully transition to other large, top-tier dark web marketplaces. The underground payment card economy is likely to remain largely unaffected by this shutdown. In other news, threat intelligence company Sixkill released their assessment of the cyber underground of 2020 and concluded that the deep and dark web got deeper and darker. Nearly all of their research reports dealt directly or indirectly with the impact of COVID on the cyber underground. The months of the lockdowns brought an unprecedented spike in actors and posts in underground forums and platforms, peaking in April. In addition to the large volume of discourse about the virus itself, people openly expressed that the lockdown, fear of contagion, remote working chaos, and stimulus cash all presented opportunities for scams. Because of this, criminal activity rose in all areas. They noticed a major surge in hacked gaming store accounts, compromised RDP credentials, money laundering services, and narcotics. Due to their rises in importance, new targets have emerged, such as video conferencing, remote learning, e-commerce, and hospitals. Sixkill predicts that opportunities for cybercrime will also continue to grow in 2021 as social distancing pushes more daily routines becoming digitized. The underground will also continue to branch out from the traditional onion sites to messaging platforms, especially in the wake of law enforcement measures against credit card markets. Finally, Sixkill predicts that the darknet could become the central arena for radical political discourse. The recent crackdown of hate speech and incitement by social media giants may drive the nexus of this discourse from Twitter to dark web forums. Last year, our own threat intelligence experts at Netone described that Google-style search engines and browsers have been created for the darknet, so maybe 2021 will be the year that darknet markets attract a wider audience. That's a summary for January. Be sure to tune in next month for the next installation of Netone Darknet Summary.